right now. But I seen, yo, they can't even use their vehicles. They took them to the charging station and they can't even use the vehicles. Because we know once it dips to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, minus 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like that, like, yo, the electronics start messing up. Yeah. They can't even use their vehicle. Guys have been stuck there for 4 days, bro.
Really?
Yes. Yes, this is real talk.
How old is this knowledge?
This is like this week.
How old is this knowledge about?
Oh, they don't care. They're still going to sell it to you.
That's not what I'm asking you. The knowledge is not new. It's the people who are stupid and buy into the stupidity and do the dumb things.
I don't know what you're getting at with that.
Everybody, okay, if you live in Edmonton, Alberta, you know, Calgary, Alberta, yeah. You know that you have to have your car plugged in at night if you want to start it in the morning. Which is a fact.
I like that because he's so.
It's a fact. And this is
common sense, I guess.
It is,
right?
Common sense,
and
man.
And people have been doing that for more than 30 years, 40
it's
years.
Common sense, man.
They've been doing it for a very long time.
And also those things are like, you know, from what I know is that those things are like nuclear bombs, man. Like those things can blow up, man. And it's, I mean, obviously a car can blow
allegedly,
up. Right?
But I saw the Tesla truck like stuck in the snow, man. Can't even get out the snow, man.
I'm just saying, like,
is it a truck?
And for them to use, like, is it really, you know, has to do with solar? Like, I don't know, man. I just, it's interesting how a man has, you know, billions of dollars. I mean, he was giving what, like, $300 million a month to the orange man there. It's like, it's incredible. It's incredible.
People's stupidity, my friend.
It's incredible. Crazy. It's incredible how much money is put into useless things. And the question is, are they actually using the money for what they say they are?
Nonprofit.
Yo, shout out to my son. I'm going to tell you, he's 19. He's going to buy his own next phone. It's off my credit. It's off my tings, right? So what is he on, the 15, iPhone 15? So, you know, when they're kids, they always want the newest phone, right?
Yeah.
They always want the new one. Yeah. So now he's like, Dad, should I get a new phone? I'm like, well, I don't know. You just finished off paying off, you know, your lease on the last one. Now your bill will be, what, $100 less? Do you want to add another $100 on your bill just to have, what, the new camera or whatever the hell it is?
Yeah.
People like new things. They like shiny things. That's the problem. If you got the money, yo, by all means, do what you need to do, right? But do you really need it? You really don't. And that's how them people get rich. And that's what they, I don't know. I don't think they're smart. I think they're smart to take
it. Oh, they're smart, man. I forgot what the numbers were, but they're in the double-digit billions.
Yeah, true that.
Double-digit.
True that. True that. True that. I mean, but I'm not taking advantage of the meek. For myself, that I myself believe.
Every man's different, right?
Man's different, but that's not the right thing to do, brother. You know that yourself. Your grandma told you that.
Yeah.
Can't take advantage of people like that, man.
Yeah.
If you want to make money off that shows your horns, bruh.
Well, it's called capitalism, right?
It shows your horns,
bruh. It's called capitalism.
Shows your horns, man.
It just, you know.
Does it show your horns, right?
Bro, I remember this dude Guilty used to grow some vegetables in his yard, and he used to bring me vegetables to eat during the week. It was food I got to eat, food I didn't have to pay for, food I didn't have to pay tax on, and really nobody could tell him anything about giving me that food, you know?
Yeah, I was really killing it that year, man.
You just don't have a garden, bro.
You know, you gotta put love into that, right? You know what I mean?
Just don't have a garden.
And that's a daily thing, you know what I mean?
The garden will return. We don't have to deal with the pronghead man.
Yeah, it's called the lottery. It's called the lottery, you know.
Word up to you.
70 million, you know.
Well, this is the thing, man. It's you know, yeah. It's very interesting. Like I said, man. It's the whole capitalism aspect of it, and you know, no, I'm with you in that sense, Digi, because you know, I think that some people have the idea that, and you know, obviously there's a lot of people who do business, and you know, they do people wrong, and so. You know, they think, it's just business. And it's like, nah, man, that's some devil stuff. You know what I mean? Like how people act, like that's wicked stuff, man. You could do business righteously. You know what I'm saying? Where all parties eat. You know what I'm saying?
I believe so, yeah.
You don't have to be. That's why I always say it's like, you know, these people who push the capitalism narrative, you know, people in power. And I'm just at a level of power because everybody has power. You know what I'm saying? But when it comes to, you know, the financial power, it's like. You know, if you work with your people, you're gonna make more money in the end. But you know, 10% just want to, they want to suck the blood out of everybody and everything, and just, you know, the nature is so, it's so evil, it's so wicked, and it's just, it's weak. It's weak, man. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, man, there's so much resources. And it's funny too, because some of these people, they think that they're, you know, they actually think that they're gonna run the earth dry. And it's like, if you think you're gonna run the earth out of resources, man, your brain's a little bit small.
You're bugging.
Thousands of years of vegetation, bro.
You are bugging.
Trillions of years. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, bugging. The earth been here, the earth gonna be here. If you think that a few men across the world can destroy the earth, yo, listen, the earth gonna get them before they get the earth. You know what I'm saying? Say,
brainwashed education.
Yeah, brainwashed education.
To make us the fool.
Yo, man. Dope, man. It's you know, so yeah, man, just pay attention, right? Pay attention, you know. When you see something on the TV, ask yourself, is that even real? You know what I'm saying? Like, especially with reality TV, man. Like, how many people watch reality TV?
I do.
You know what I'm saying?
The last time I seen reality TV was OJ. Right? OJ and Al going down the, you know what I'm saying? Like, Santa Barbara or wherever it was, you know what I'm saying? And everyone on the side saying, OJ! That was the last time I seen reality TV, okay?
And look, man, and I get it. It's entertainment. However, you got to be able to, like, decipher and discern. And like, yo, that ain't actually happened. Like, yo, that's scripted. You know what I'm saying? Especially with these celebrities, right? It's like, you actually think
New
that's
Jersey
what,
Show.
You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all think that's
yo,
how
shout
they,
out Pauly D, man. Call
yo,
us
shout
in.
Out to Pauly, Pauly D. D. Yo, call in, Pauly. You know what
Pauly,
I'm saying?
Pauly, man. You know what I mean?
Yo, man. Pauly D. Yeah. So, it's reality TV is funny, man. It's funny. But look, you know me, I'm a movie guy. I enjoy watching movies. I like watching series, you know, and I enjoy watching them as a, you know, somebody who likes movies, but I also like watching movies to, you know, learn about, you know, the camera angles and seeing, like, you know, how that scene really captures you, you know what I'm saying? And what it is, and I, you know, tapping into a scene and you feel the emotion. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the lighting, you know, the lighting, what I'm saying? Setting the mood and
man,
all that.
Man, it's just, it's so creative, and that's just like, wow, man. Like, I ain't gonna even lie. Like, last night I was bugging. I was like, yo, I'm gonna watch Home Alone. I love Home Alone. You know what I'm saying? Cause it,
which one, though? The first one?
I watched the first one and the second one last night.
Oh, he's done back to back.
Yo, man. It is so funny because it's so corny.
Were you eating cookies only?
No, I wasn't eating cookies. I had some dumplings, actually. But it's so. Hey. Yo, man, shout out to Chapman's, man. I love my Chapman's, man. Lactose intolerant, man. Give me my Chapman's, you know what I mean? With my peanut butter.
I killed a vanilla Chapman's. I was just going to have a couple scoops.
Ah.
Took the whole thing. Just a little one, though.
You know what I mean? Like,
not the wise.
Not the, I get the, yeah, yeah, you know.
But if it tasted good.
It's good, man. I like my butter pecan, chocolate deluxe, you know what I mean?
I had vanilla last night, you know what I mean?
You know? But yeah, Home Alone's hilarious, bro. It's so corny, but as a, you know, just my childhood is like, yo, that stuff is so funny, man. Like Joe Pesci, because that's Pesci, and I love Pesci, you know. And he doing, you know, and it's so stupid, because it's just like, you know, just this kid, and he just got all of these traps for these guys, you know. And it's
Pesci has range, though. Dog.
He does. He you does.
What you call an actor, man.
When he was in Lethal Weapon, that,
oh,
you know.
Yep.
You know, My cousin Vinny. And then, you know, just a straight gangster and some, you know, Goodfellas. Like, yo.
Oh, I know.
And it was just a little dude, you know what I'm saying?
I know.
You know, give the man his credit. You know, they don't call him De Niro and they don't call him on the next one, but, you know, Joe Pesci.
Pesci, man. Pesci was fire, man. Straight up, bro. Even in The Irishman, movies, that movie was pretty dope. You
man,
know?
I really like The Irishman, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yo, union business is serious thing. You know what I'm saying?
And it's cool because Scorsese kind of, he switched the roles. You know what I mean? Mm. Whereas like Pesci was the Don. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. De Niro was the soldier. You know what I'm saying?
And
it's just rules, bro.
Yeah, man.
It's rules, man.
It's beautiful, man. Mm-hmm. So One Order Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz. You tapped in right now, man. We here every Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. Yo, Digi,
let's go. Get it.
Everything is real. Biggie put me on the joint, so I'ma be the big wheel. Watch it spin. Hey, Dad, place your bet on 7. Piece to 106, 108, 110, 111. Hey, Biggie, I understand you're from Brooklyn. With in your shoes, yo, keep the joint coming.
Well, why not blow up the spot with Sadat? Release the brainstorm to make your mother brain warm. A strange form, something kind of lyrical. Biggie the Sadat's kind of spiritual. Well, in God we trust. The bus got that disgusting suicide thumping. And do you know where you're going to? Do you like the things that I bring? Make an MC want to sing for a living. Check the beat down. We come on, mama.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Come on,
come on,
come on,
come on, come on,
come on,
come on, come on,
come on,
come on,
come on,
come on,
come on,
come on,
come on.
What? Swan drama putting work on my block when I told y'all last week. Was too hot. Selling deuces and trays, cuts my dimes. Somebody don't get paid. Somebody block gets sprayed. Reaction is delayed as you run down the block. Your breath coming spurts. Hey, yo, Biggie, tell these I'ma hit him where it hurts. The big city, it don't spare nobody. Call me Poppy Chulo to all the Spanish mommies. I'm about 10 blunts down. Drank 3 or 4 stouts. Seen 5 fat pass this glasses. Yo, money, that's your stock. Yo, Biggs, pass the I'ma tell him it can happen. Okay. Don't play me with that rap. Life is real, so Biggie, take
come on, come on.
My riches, even if you had MC Hammer and them 357 Biggie Smalls, the millionaire, the mansion, the yacht, the 2 weed spots, the 2 hot that's how I got the weed spot. Took the bread and the lamb spread. Little body got the shoddy to your body, so don't resist or you might miss Christmas. I talk, I make number runs, I give MCs the runs dripping. When I throw my I slay from far away. Everybody hit the D-E-C-K. My slow flow's remarkable. Peace to Mateo. Now we smoke weed like Tony Montana sniffed the yayo. That's crazy blunts, mad L's. My voice excels from the avenue to jail cells. Oh my God, I'm dropping like a pigeon. I hope you're listening. So you better grab your cause if you sit still, I'm gonna make your spill. And I'm talking about buckets. Why did I have to do it? So that's it. You gotta bust it, cause I got most to pop ya, big popper, breaking you off something proper. Signing off is the hardcore rap singer, aka slinger, bring it anytime.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Primo, D-A-D-R, that's right. I wanna speak a little truth.
about what guns is really about. Cause me being victim of guns, it was an experience of getting closer to God. Come on.
Since the day I was young, I had premonitions of an ending to come behind the brow of the next man's gun. It used to be fun when I'm the one doing the clapping. Now I'm facing my death, doing fast breath, no laughing. How can this happen? Holding my chest on the floor, laid up, I sprayed up, dreaming to even the score. Bright lights all I saw, my life flashed before me. From a distance I heard a faint voice steady call me. I guess my time is here, suppress my fear already. Trying to breathe steady, feeling my legs getting heavy. Lord, don't let me die this young without leaving the sun. The carry tradition, listen, my life has just become a nightmare flick, visions are swinging the pool stick, depicted by near death. I turn left and pull quick, lost control of my mind, flip the safety off the nine and squeeze, chased him down, discharging rounds that fell on my knees. Reach for my heart, feeling my chest getting hot. I got caught, vivid memories on how my gun dropped, bullets ain't stopped, lost all thoughts of me rapping, trying to catch one before I die for self-satisfaction. Get up off my knees, beg the Lord please, picked up the squeeze, dip behind cars, bullet shells hitting the trees, curse my enemies for being smart enough to take cover, feeling my body shudder as I drop right in front of the boot place, as hot shells hit the cheek of my face. Catch a bloody taste, watch my blood leave trace. Hennessy got me tripping, rushed the brew I was sipping. Feeling warm blood dripping, I seen them load a second clip in. Retreated, I've been defeated. My life is ice like popsicles. Open the door, hit the floor of the hospital. It's on, it's
on. Getting closer to God in a tight situation. Let me be your angel and I'll be your protection. I stop breathing, damn, I see demons.
My heart's racing, a casualty of confrontation. Hoping one day I'll awaken, feeling my body start shaking. I've been mistaken, retaliation to come soon. Holding my gun wound on the floor of the hospital room. A silent cry for help as I look at the ceiling. My inner feeling telling me to start healing. Not in a million years I would want to end here. Wiping my tears, thinking of my long lost career. In this business of rap, now I'm flat on my back. Trying to put in place the face of this enemy cat. Cardiac control, I put a hold on my soul. 22 years old and my life don't took us on toll. My body fold for numerous feelings I felt. Laying there lonely, watching my homie scream for help. I hear a doctor yelling directions to the meds. Cut open my friends, bring me to the nearest bed. Half dead, my inner head screaming, losing my breathing.
Damn, I see demons.
Don't remember the good crumb, only the bad one. And now I can tell the depths of hell for evils I've done. Can't run, facing my worst of fears, leaving my physical as my spiritual descent stairs. But wait, this can't be real. I feel the angel Jabril asking my name, overlooking my blood stain. Go chain, easing my pain. For where he came, I don't know. But he's telling me it's not the right time to go. Back of my throat, tube sucking the ooze from my mouth. As nurses run about trying to send me down south. Who shot ya? That's words from the D-Tech and the doctor. Before I got flown to Beantown in the helicopter.
Getting closer to God in a tight situation. Let me be your angel and I'll be your protection. I stop breathing, damn, I see demons. Getting closer to God.
I awake with cold feet, feeling weak and can't eat. Seeing homies standing around with no sounds, I can't speak. Cheap hospital clothes and patched up bullet holes got me depressed. As I'm looking at my legs and my chest, I patched up five. Lucky that I had survived. Laying in bed with a naked head but alive. Recalling the night before, me trying to make sure I was staggering in through the hospital door. With Seder, the flash to a no mobile respirator. The flashback to me getting respite from my savior. I can't understand it, must've been the way that they planned it in my commandment. I've never taken life for granted, remembering on my knees, begging please don't let my soul get seized. Lost track of my thoughts cause the DTs came and questioned me, testing me, got secret thoughts of arresting me. Stop stressing me cause ain't no confession, see. Funny ain't it, thought I was back in entertainment. Now my image is tainted, cuffed on my crutches for a raiment. Damn, damn, damn.
Marauders and such. I'm at the table like the Godfather, smoking a Dutch, controlling the bucks. I roll with enough. that are blowing the clutch. Not only holding we bust the fat rap, so pass that and let me hit it. Got me gas, black skins was mad fat. She flipped it, Bronx is equipped with that are ripped. Studios get blown from D&D to Mystic with this. I'll bomb the nation from a distance. The jewel, gotta have patience plus persistence. We rock, blast like rock. Birds waiting for bottles to pop. In the condo, models get rock. To sum up my career from bottom to top. Now we in the thick of it, and you don't stop.
Thick is how I got my whole clique to sound. Thick is how it gets down from town to town. If you didn't know, this clique can't be touched. If your clique ain't thick, you ain't.
I be puffin' blunts in the house, sex and stunts on the couch. This year, a lot of frauds might be punched in their mouth. For when your wife see me, she don't know how to act. So don't be mad when I blow out her back. For real, your whole team a bunch of poop putts who made a few bucks, jade a few sluts. Then y'all started running your lips a little too much. My whole crew wow, Snickers new now. We go to clubs, hit the bar and trick too foul. Other MCs ain't got a chance at all. Cause Big L, Cody on is too advanced for y'all. Chicks can never walk away cause they like the sex. Flamboyant is the label that writes the checks. I'm a pimped out that walk with kings, talk with slang, who walk from New York to Spain. Haters eating, B-Y-M-E, B-I-G, cause I'm V-I-P till I D-I-E. What?
Thick is how I got my whole clique to sound. Thick is how it gets down from town to town. If you didn't know, this clique can't be touched. If your clique ain't thick, you ain't f***ing with us. Thick is how I got my whole clique to sound. Yeah. Thick is how it gets down from town to town. If you didn't know, this clique can't be touched. If your clique ain't thick, you ain't f***ing with us.
Spark light with the pen, drink OJ with gin, rock Timbs with my laces untied.
Cruising the city
on 17 inches, ride past winches, past the project, stuck chilling on the benches. Profile low, what's if I had an ill vengeance? Life on earth is just a death sentence. Yeah, Alpha Omega, arm, leg, a leg, a arm with coast still if you pose a threat to my nature. D-I-double-G-I-N-I-N-T-H-E, craze locks times 10. Dive in, become a part of a cliche, the art of an expert, the honor from New York to Florida, chicks rush to corridors, try to star with us. Besides rolling dick, my whole crew be marvelous.
Thick is how I got my whole clique to sound. Thick is how it gets down from town to town. If you didn't know, this clique can't be touched. If your clique ain't thick, you ain't f***ing with us. Thick is how I got my whole clique to sound. Thick is how it gets down from town to town. If you didn't know, this clique can't be touched. If your clique ain't thick, you ain't f***ing with us.
Worldwide, time to handle our bitch.
Peace, y'all. It's One Order Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz, playing nothing but the hottest hits. Yo, Digi Man, what was you just spinning?
Yeah, we started with Come On by Sadat X and B.I.G.
Classic.
Then we got Getting Closer to God by Crumb Snatcher. One of my favorites. And excuse me. We just had Thick by D.I.T.C. A little bit of Big L.
Classic, man. Mm-hmm. Big L, man, definitely one of the... he was definitely one of the inspirations in my life when it came to spitting, you know. His wordplay is just phenomenal, you know, and he was so slick with it, so grimy at the same time, you know. R.I.P. to Big L, for real. Like, put it on, Big L, put it on. Man, come on, man. Like, so many classics, you know, so many classics. So how you feeling, big man?
I'm feeling all right, bro.
Yeah.
Feeling good, man, you know?
Yes.
Feeling real good.
Yes.
Yeah.
How was the New Year's for you? Or the holiday, if you know.
The break was okay.
The break, that's right.
It was okay. Got some things done.
Mm-hmm.
Sorted out life a little bit, you know. Back to the grind, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. I mean, 2025 is definitely gonna be a good year. It's a lot of good things happening already, and you know, musically, business, One Order Radio.
Yeah, just moving forward with everything, man, you know.
It's incredible.
You know? Run the blessings.
Run the blessings, you know. Run the blessings. So, you know, you the listener, man, I just want to talk to you. Like,
How was it for you, you know? Call in, let us know. How was your break, you know? What was it like? Was you with family? Was you not with family? You know, did you feel love? Did you not feel love? Because, you know, during the holidays or the holy days or however you want to call it, it's a range of emotion, you know, and some people are enjoying and some people are destroying, you know what I mean? And it's so, you know, if you listening in right now, call in and talk to us, man. Tell us how your break was, you know. And yo, man, did you get any gifts from Santa Claus? You know what I mean? Oh man, shut up. Yeah, I was talking to this shorty, man. She was telling me about how, you know, her little boy had to find out that Santa wasn't real, man.
The cookies are still there.
And then he asked, like, you know, he's like, so does that mean the Easter Bunny's not real? And the way she said it, man, it was a vibe, man. You know, peace to the young bro, you know what I mean? But hey, the truth is better than the lie.
Pandora's box, right?
You know, always, man. You know, the truth stands on its own, too. So, you know, it's so easy to...
You're not supposed to believe the lie anyway. You should be no shame in telling the truth. The lie is what is the lie. That's the bad side. Don't follow the devil's juice.
That's the devil's juice for real, man.
Take the truth. It's okay.
Yeah. You know? You can't handle the truth.
The truth is nice. You know?
At least you know what it is.
Yeah.
True indeed.
Truth is nice, man.
True indeed, man. You know, I just want to say shout out to my brother Wise Prince, man, up there in Morocco, aka Seattle. The brother is a very big community builder, and you know, he got the Nia Fest going on this year, and you know, it's gonna be big. It's gonna be a big one this year. This is gonna be the third year, and you know, they got some. Actually, I know my brother's working on getting a big headliner out there, and you know, he puts on these festivals, and you know, it's, you don't have to pay, you know, you just come in, because where he is, Skyway, it's about 30% black, and but the city's not incorporated, so they don't really have infrastructure. A lot of their stuff comes from the county, the county, that's what it is.
You mean with the funding?
Yeah, like everything, man, like they're just not incorporated, you know, like they have a sheriff's office, but they don't have like a police department, you know what I'm saying? There's some other things too, right? So, you know, the brother's been working hard and getting this up, and you know, I know that the God manifested some stuff that's gonna help elevate, you know, dealing with today's math, elevation, right? Elevate the festival, you know. So if you in Seattle, as it gets closer, I'll definitely give you the dates, you know, Nia Festival. And my man's working on, also if you in Seattle and you know, you want to add on, he's working on, you know, Black Skyway 2050, you know what I'm saying? Mm. And what that looks like for Skyway and really building an infrastructure and, a self-sustaining economy. And so, you know, these are the type of moves that Brothers is making. And look, he's not on an Instagram, you know what I'm saying? He ain't on CNN, you know what I'm saying? And I say that because, you know, you don't have to be on TV to...
You
to
don't
be
need the doing, devil's
doing,
juice.
...doing things for the... Oh, we got a caller, baby! Whoops. Yo, man, pass me the phone, man. Peace, caller.
Hello?
Peace. Who we talking with? Alina, where you calling from? North Vancouver in the building! Hold. Yo, that's most definitely peace.
So, hey, Alina, let me do me a favor, because the connection's a little bit whoopy.
No.
If you stand a little bit by, I guess, like by a window or something like that, it helps with the connection. I know with cellular devices, it's a little strange because we've got the landline in here. So it's a little choppy.